Wealth of Nations is an European economy strategy, trading and bartering game. Economics is heavy in this game. You are basically a country. You're represented by flags. You are given industry packages and commodity packages at the beginning of the game, and from that point you trade and barter with others. You trade to become either larger in what you're doing and more dominant in the industry that you focused in, or you can diversify to become an independent nation and self-sufficient. Your game ends when everybody has tiles placed on the board, or flags are from a country have all been dispensed onto the board as well. You get victory points, 3 victory points for every tile, 1 victory point for every $10 that you have. And once you have the game, the first time you play the game is a little intimidating sometimes, but once you get the concept down, it's not much more difficult than Monopoly. You can trade properties for money. You can trade commodities for other commodities.
And if you're used to a lot of other kind of German strategy games, you probably pick it up pretty quick.
Sure. You know, if you've ever played Power Grid, where you need to determine what you're doing in that very first round for the rest of the entire round, it's more along those lines. There's a little bit of a Settlers of Catan feel to it, but then you also have a non-random element. There are no dice, there are no cards, so randomness is not done. This is a game that when you play it the first time, you're automatically into that phase of, what could I do next? Your internal dialogue will continue for hours probably after you play it. And I think that's one of the more appealing parts of this, the continual planning. When you play it the next time, you're like, man, I really thought that would work. I'm glad it did. Or, wow, that didn't work nearly as well as I thought it would. So the next time, maybe I'll try it this way and this way. So afterwards, you still get a benefit of the game, even after the physical play is over.
How long does a typical game take?
The first time, when you play it the first time, it's probably going to take about 3 hours. As you get more familiar with the trade phases and more familiar with the bartering and how the system works and which commodities seem to be more valuable and stuff, you can knock it down with experienced players down to about 60 to 90 minutes.
Okay, great. And how many players?
Anywhere from 3 to 6 players. We've developed some version 2 rules that we've put out there on BoardGameGeek.com to allow some of the other players to give us information and feedback. And as we get ready to release our War Clouds expansion pack for that, we are allowing them to help us with those rules, an open community type of forum to get everyone's information and give everybody an opportunity to contribute.
Great. So if people love the game, they should get on BoardGameGeek and start.
Talk it up. Look at the reviews. It couldn't be any better. We're in the top 500 games on BoardGameGeek.com. Pretty proud of that. Our Origins Game of the Year, Board Game of the Year nomination. Although we lost, we're still extremely proud to be categorized with games such as Pandemic and Agricola. Competition that stiff is pretty much an honor, and we couldn't be happier about that. We're just glad to be here this year.
Great. All right.
Thank you so much.